You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's just gone 6:28. You're tuning into the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I'm your host, Jimmy Moyaha. And we're taking a look at an interesting collaboration between MTN, China Telecom and Huawei in an effort to build or launch Africa's largest smart mine. I'm joined on the line by the General Manager for Enterprise Solutions at MTN South Africa, Sudipto Moitra, to take a look at this. Sudipto, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. What's a smart mine?
Hello, Jimmy. Good evening to you and to all your listeners. Mining operations that has been done smartly by leveraging all the modern technologies is what is generally referred as smart mine.
When you think about a mine, Sudipto, I mean, I have a bit of experience in the mining space. When you think about mining, particularly in the underground context, you don't often connect that to telecommunications and connectivity because the obvious thing there is there's no signal, there's signal interruptions and all of that. So how do you get around that in the mining world, and how do you create a connected mine when half of the things might be underground but also might be very far away from each other?
That's a great point, Jimmy, and that's exactly what leads to smart mining. You know, whether it's open pit mine or closed mine, it's that connection across the board that is critical, and that connectivity is the bedrock of implementing modern technologies at a mine. So the way to sort of go about it, there are various ways. There is no like one sort of, single formula that the mines are implementing. But what we talk about from an MTN perspective and this collaboration that you spoke about with China Telecom and Huawei is around what we call private network. So it's effectively creating a private network for that mining environment that connects the underground mines, and then to have seamless technologies that can work on top of that connectivity.
Mm. What does that connectivity then do for the business? Because I imagine there's some things that you want to have benefit from that connectivity. I can think about things like reports that need to come out and data that needs to be sent through. Having the ability to transmit that kind of data almost instantaneously compared to not having connectivity surely makes a mining operation more efficient.
Absolutely, Jimmy. I mean, the key part that most of the mines are trying to drive, obviously, health and safety is the number one priority together with the operational efficiency. There are a lot of use cases in the mine, you know, once you have the connectivity and not just the connectivity, but, the high speed, the ultra reliable, the proper throughput, you know, so that we can look at the modern use cases that the mines need, whether it is, vehicle tracking, you know, which is gadgeted law in a lot of South African mines, or whether it is looking at, the health and safety use cases. So, there are various use cases across the value chain of the mine that can be then be enabled to bring in the smart mining execution.
Sudipto, what are some of the challenges with deploying a system like this, or deploying systems like this? Because I imagine it's not one single system that you're going to have to deploy to link up everything and all of that. What are some of the challenges that come with wanting to connect a mine, or connectify, if that's even a word, the mining space?
Right. I think from a technology perspective, the technology is proven. The private network 5G that we are talking about, globally, you know, a lot of mines have already implemented that, and they are in kind of advanced maturity curve. What we are seeing is the commercialization of these solutions. That is the key. A lot of mines, if they are having operational cost challenges, how do they let go? Based on this modern technology, the OPEX. Or if there is capital investments that might be hard to come by at these mines, how do you kind of make it look, and make that investment to look at the TCO and the return of investment? So one of the key things is commercializing these solutions, these technologies. It's not about proving the technologies and then also doing it at scale, because the mines, depending on whichever mines we are talking about, it's not just doing a proof of concept in a small area. to look at a small little use case, but it's about making it mainstream across the mind. So those are some of the challenges which we believe in the short to medium term, as these technology becomes a lot more operational, they will become also quite commercially viable.
So, Dipto, you mentioned the fact that international minds and other minds around the world are already kind of using connectivity and technology to enhance mining operations. Do you kind of have an idea of some of the really good use cases, perhaps, where, like you said, we're seeing things around vehicle tracking and all of that that can be made more efficient, but some of those really unique cases where this might not have even been a possibility without the use of technology?
Yeah, I think, you know, what we are seeing globally, the global trends are showing the convergence of what is called information technology, IT, together with operational technology, OT. So there are a lot more matured use cases across the mines, you know, where this convergence is actually live. And to your point, Jimmy, there are a lot of these over and above, you know, the technologies that are there in the mine, you know, the transformation elements are then being implemented to make the mine more efficient.
So, Dipto, I'm thinking about I think it was Volvo that said they wanted to look at autonomous vehicles. Now, we're talking about connectivity in mining, and that came to mind because I'm thinking you can't really achieve full autonomy, especially if these vehicles are using things like satellites and mapping and all of the technology that goes into making them autonomous. You definitely need to have connectivity. Is this kind of where we're seeing the future of mining transition to? I mean, you guys are able to bring the tech side of it to the party, and then you can then start to have the conversations around modern use cases that involve autonomous vehicles.
Yeah, spot on, Jimmy. I think autonomous vehicle is one of those profound use cases that is becoming mainstream on the back of, 5G private network. And definitely, you know, earlier I spoke about vehicle collision avoidance, you know. So there has been a lot of technologies, whether it is the RFID technologies or these days the OEM of the different vehicles, you know, they have all got the technology that works. But the most important implementation is the seamless execution of this across the mine. Again, not in a particular patch or a particular area, but as the vehicles are kind of transcending across the mines, you know, and these are heavy utility vehicles, you know, can they be fully autonomous? And more importantly, it's not just the autonomous mining or the vehicles, it's about the data that they're bringing to bear and how do you then mine the data, you know, to make it more effective and go into the smart mining mode. So those are some of the trends that we are seeing across the mining sector, across the value chain.
So, Dipto, what next for a company like MTN? I mean, obviously, you are involved in the Northern Cape Manganese Mine where this project is taking place. But over and above that, the MTN Group operates on the African continent. There's many mines on the African continent. Where do you guys kind of see the transition happening from your role where it comes to the mining space?
Yeah, Jimmy, I think at MTN, you know, we are going through our own transformation of what we call a telco to a techco. And by becoming a techco, it allows us to bring this modern technologies. And I believe is that, you know, especially private network and leveraging technologies like 5G is going to fundamentally reshape, redefine various industries. So the future, as we see, is, you know, we always believe at MTN that everybody deserves the benefit of modern connected life. So together with the connectivity, how do we move up the stack of IT? How do we leverage the other telco assets that we have? And as you rightly said, Jimmy, this is not just a story in South Africa, but across all the countries we operate on the continent, we believe that we can reshape this in industries. We can bring in the 4IR technologies, and with the modern trends of AI, with the modern trends of other technologies of convergence of IT and OT, we want to play a pivotal role in reshaping some of these businesses. And together with that, you know, serving the community. Making maybe be the first in the world to reshape some of these industries by bringing in the likes of private network and 5G technologies.
Smart mining, the future's definitely here. It's a very interesting future, and it's always nice to see that technology can come in to improve things. I think we'll leave the conversation there, Sudipta. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. General Manager for Enterprise Solutions at MTN South Africa, Sudipta Moitra, joining us to take a look at smart mining and the attempt at launching the largest 5G smart mine in collaboration with China Telecom, Huawei, and MTN, of course. That looks to be a mine that's going to be taking off, a manganese mine that's going to be taking off in the Northern Cape.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.